Deputy Secretary of USDA, President and Secretary Vilsack, asked him to come down, and we saw some of the worst land erosion. We saw one 25-acre field that was just totally devastated. I have never seen anything that bad. We visited a couple of fields. We went to one peanut field that was underwater, and of course the peanuts had been turned up there, lost. Part of them had been washed out of the field in the woods. And the last field we went to was about a 200-acre field of sweet potatoes, and right beside it was another probably 200-acre field of soybeans. Both fields had been under, I believe the farmer told us, about 8 feet of water for several days. And needless to say, both were a total loss. According to the farmer himself, it's about $1,800 per acre he had invested in those 200 acres, and you can figure right quick that you're looking at over $750,000 of direct loss in that one field.
What are some of the hardest hit crops for North Carolina?
Well, I think the hardest hit crop across the state, sweet potatoes, peanuts, and soybeans. In some places, depending on the county, some corn. Now, most of the corn had been harvested, but some got hit. A lot of vegetable crops in places like Sampson and Bladen and others that had a lot of winter vegetables were obviously damaged, and in some places, totally destroyed.
Well, what do you expect is the economic impact due to agricultural damage?
Oh, we don't know yet. Because until we, you know, gather together, because it isn't just the row crops, it's poultry. There's some pork, turkeys, chickens. I would have to believe it'll be in the hundreds of millions of dollars in eastern North Carolina. That's a lot of money taken out of local economies that'll here. And this is the second year in a row we've had losses in eastern North Carolina as a result of too much water, too much bad weather.
I was going to mention that. I actually spoke with you a year ago, almost to the day, when eastern North Carolina, of course, received that heavy rainfall in October, 20 inches in some places.
Sure.
How would you compare this year to last?
Well, overall, I think this year is worse. But the problem is, if you're that farmer and farm family and community that you had problems last year, you're rolling into this year. Look, in June, we had one of the best crops going we probably had in many years, and then all of a sudden you get to September and October and it's gone. These farmers still have to pay their bills. They have to have money to pay for, you know, food and clothing for themselves and house payments and power bills. All of a sudden, they've had a second year in a row loss. And for many of them, it is going to be a long slog through this winter. And many of them right now probably don't know how bad it's going to be and won't know for another week or so, maybe a few weeks.
Would you call this an agricultural crisis in North Carolina?
Well, for the farmer who's lost it, it will be. I wouldn't say it will be overall, but I would say for individual farmers, it is a crisis. And when individuals have it, then overall, we need to do everything in our power, and we're going to use every tool we've got at USDA. And then we're going to be asking for additional help, because it's going to be up to the policymakers in Congress to come up with some additional resources to help.
So what is the first step that farmers should take to apply for assistance from the USDA?
The first thing every farmer should do, even if they don't have any insurance, is go by their farm service agency in their counties. Because we're now asking them to do that, even if they don't have coverage, fill out what they think their losses are. So we will have those numbers to share with state government and with federal government so we can tally up what the overall loss is. Because if people don't know, they can't help you.
Mr. Etheridge, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you much. Look forward to talking to you again, but I hope not on these circumstances.